7 Central. Let's see what happens.
It's time for Dents and Dreams, a painless dent repair podcast focusing on how you can use the fruits of this wonderful trade we call PDR to achieve your wildest dreams. I'm John Vidine, your friendly neighborhood dent reaper and host of Dents and Dreams. Now, let's get started.
Let's get started indeed. Different start to the show today. PDR lost another one of our forefathers.
True icon, Lito. Legend of the industry.
Yeah, Lito, Natalio Valderrama passed away last week. And it's tough spot for the industry. Obviously, I don't know where the industry would even be without him. It certainly wouldn't exist in its current form. And obviously he started Dent Wizard and the branches of his tree reach far and wide and deep. We're all better for the career he put together and all the stuff he did for us. So much love to Jonathan, his son, and all their family. I know Jonathan, that's why I say him by name. But
prayers to all the family and going through a tough time.
Love and light and prayers to all the Valderramas and all the PDR technicians.
The people that were trained by him that were close to him.
Yeah,
you got Rick Hummert, Tom Price. I know that's just a couple of them that I know of offhand that they were very close to him. So prayers to them too. And
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I know Recon Rally has a link to a donation for, Lito's, funeral. If you want to check that out, the link is in the description. If you can help them reach their goal, that would be appropriate. Give them the send off he deserves.
And the great thing about our community is everybody usually jumps in when.
Yeah, true. And I
help or anything.
I didn't check it today, but I'd be surprised if they don't reach their goal. The PDR community has always stepped up, so it's an amazing thing. But prayers to the Valderramas, and obviously, man, what a tough year. First Kevin Hellwood, now Lito. We are gonna keep pushing. That's what we got to do, Cliff. Well, we got to keep pushing.
They laid the groundwork to keep going. Got to keep on keeping on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. And in that fashion, we got two guys that have burst onto the scene. They've been coming hard and heavy. They've got a lot of really, really good content. I'm sure you've seen them on Facebook and or YouTube. But none other than Stefan Esch and Nick Priest. You Break, I Fix, or Collision Tech Nick might be the way you know these guys, but they're here with us today. So, Stefan, Nick, how are you guys doing? Well, you're muted. I can't hear anything.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
Great. It's excited to be here. At least I know I am. It's an honor to be on Dents and Dreams.
The honor is ours.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's our pleasure to have you on here. And I got the pleasure to meet both of you finally in person at MTE. And always good to see you. But yeah, your content, you guys, I mean, I don't know how you crank it out, but you do a great job with it, the both of you. And,
thank you.
It's really cool. It's really cool for me to see, because Cliff was a body guy for 20 plus years prior to getting into paintless dent repair. But it's cool for me to see the body shop side of it, and then kind of watching as you guys have like
moved your way into
more and more paintless dent repair techniques.
Tailored the PDR side into the bigger collision, and the way you guys are doing it is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, it's the same for me too, you know, seeing the paintless dent repair side of the world, you know, that I never got to see. So it's really good. I like it.
Yeah.
No, well, that's awesome. It's pretty amazing what social media can do. I mean, I've learned more on TikTok than I have, you know, I think I probably did in trade school. You know, which I spent 15 months in trade school. So it is pretty amazing. I didn't plan to go out and educate everybody all about auto body, but I mean, the channel took off on me, and people really seem to enjoy learning about what it is that we do in the collision industry, which, you know, great. I'm glad to teach. Absolutely.
And I think it's badass, because, you know, coming from that background and seeing you guys doing it the way you're doing it, I think it's so cool to see you guys doing the stuff the way you're doing it and incorporating PDR and doing all that. And, well, like you were saying, hybrid, you know, repairs where you're incorporating both of them. And, you know, the body shops need to see that.
I agree.
I mean, absolutely.
This is a new thing, hybrid techs. I mean, that's kind of the phrase. I'm not coining it, but I'm gonna promote it, because, I mean, what better way to improve the quality of a body repair than to implement PDR techniques into the repair? I mean, there's no better quality method. And we all know that paintless dent repair isn't always an option. You know, a lot of things come to me with cracked paint, you know, scratches down a metal. But that doesn't mean that we can't use these techniques to repair the metal in a way that's just on another level. You know, I mean, we're not welding anything to the panel anymore. Or if we are, a lot less than before. You know, so, I mean, looking at older videos, you could see me clearing off areas of metal that are just massive. Massive areas of metal, you know, for a dent this big, you know, it's because I liked a clean area. Not anymore, you know, so it's pretty amazing. I learned a lot from his videos. You're glue pulling. I mean, that Camry video just threw me away, and the grid.
Yeah, well, speaking of my social medias, my Instagram just turned 1 year old, and I started first on TikTok, and it's just about a year and a half old now, and my Facebook page is maybe 6 months old. So, you know, trying to compile all that and, you know, edit videos and learn all that, that's been a challenge all on its own. But yeah, I like to get out there and see what I can do with some of this stuff. You know, you see all these new cool products coming out, and I want to try them. You know, I want to get them and see what we can do with them, what you can actually, you know, break with this stuff. So I'm ready.
Hey, you try to break it, you'll break it. You'll break it.
Yeah.
Let's give a little few shout outs here. I was ignoring the comments here, but we got Jeff Hughes in the house.
What's up, Jeff?
My closest follower, Andy Patrick, says,
"Yeah,
what's up, Andy,
the industry leader himself is watching." Golden Mike winner, industry
we
leaders.
Got industry leaders in here. We got Ryan Shutt saying what up. Golden Mike. Hey, and shout out to Shutty too, man. I hope that bridge situation isn't messing up your business too much.
Just a tragedy for the city of Baltimore.
Well, yeah. Well, and you know, it's going to have supposedly a lot of effects on the.
I think we're all going to be feeling that one.
Yeah. Supply chain is the word I was looking for. Anyway, we got Gregory.
Gregory.
What's up, Greg?
Yeah. Andy's sending prayers out to the family of the Valderramas as well. So, yeah. Oh, there's one other thing Andy said that I feel like we should just throwing it out there, Nick. He's still trying to hire you.
That's funny.
Andy's not too shy to post that comment either. We were talking about Nick was saying he had to use an alternate camera. So just
technical difficulties.
We'll work it out. We
I got a Josh
Jack
Bucknell.
We got
in the
Jack
house.
Bucknell.
Can I get a Jack Bucknell? Woo!
It's all you. Yeah.
James Bernard, what up, James? Thanks everybody for joining. James? Questions for these guys, feel free to post them in here, and we will see what's up. Oh, Jeff also said he couldn't get the video to play on Facebook. I actually have it up so I can see who my Facebook users are. Speaking of which, here's Christopher Allen says, hey.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, man, he's killing it right now with the hail. He's got great crew in there with the Beezus and Jeff McCann or McMahon. Sorry, Jeff, I was screwing that up. Anyway.
Lieutenant Dan.
I think he was Forrest, actually.
Yeah, he was.
Same difference. Mm-hmm. He was part of the team.
Yeah. But so, for guys that don't know who you guys are, like, Stefan, maybe we'll just start with you. Like, how long have you been doing body work? And then I want to know, how long have you been doing body work? And then how did you come to the realization that maybe you want to do more PDR techniques and get yourself into that?
Yeah, sure. I'm a 16-year tech. I started because, I was actually working in education. As a paraprofessional, and I kept passing these trade school posters, and I'm like, that looks cool. That looks cool. And then I'm like, I gave him a call one day, got into auto body. But when it comes to PDR, I actually was trying to get into it about 10 years ago. And I went to the PDR tech that we had, our Dent Wizard guy that came to our shop, and he gave me the advice of, if you don't like being cold, don't be a PDR tech. that's literally what he said. And honestly, I hate being cold. So instantly, whoa, okay, I'm not doing that. You know, so I just flipped, you know.
That's why I live in North Dakota. I hate the cold.
Yeah, up here in Minnesota, you know. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is, but I mean, come spend a week with me on the lot at 20 degrees.
I'm in Connecticut. It's not that cold, not that warm here either, but I have it a little better than you guys. I will say that. But then, my life changed again.
I don't work outside, not to interrupt you, but I don't work outside unless I'm working with John. He's the asshole that makes me work with him outside, and I hate it.
You get the torches going. Maybe it's almost 2 years ago now. It was... I'd say it was fall, maybe a year and a half ago, convinced the boss to buy a Kiko kit. And I told him, I said, that Kiko kit is useless without training. He said, I need to know how to get this glue to stick. So you need to get the training. In pops Gene Fetti for a whole day of glue pull training. Changed my life. Just totally changed. And at this point, you know, I have no interest in going to PDR, but being able to use glue to pull out major damage, being able to save panels that were being written to be replaced, you know, and reduce it to a filler area, you know, like that. It was amazing to me. And, man, I wish I knew what really convinced me to say, screw it, I'm learning PDR.
You don't have the straw that broke the camel's back moment, but it was just, I mean, were you just following guys on social media or just,
I mean, I was following you guys.
Different guys in your shop or?
No, it's really just, I think just, I decided that, I mean, I was at a point where I felt like Collision was losing its challenge. I wouldn't call it boring. I went to work every day and the time went by, but it just, it became the same grind every day and take it apart, grind it, fix the metal, fill it, send it to paint, put it together. It's just, and everything just was the same. It was the same. It was the same. So starting the glue pulling brought my interest back, and I realized that it was the learning and the challenge that was getting my interest. And that's what had held my interest with auto body for so long. So I said, well, what's my next challenge? Paintless dent repair. I got a set of tools lying in the corner of the shop from somebody who went to Ding King and then gave up. You know, there's a whole set of tools and a light, a Stucky light right there. So I'm gonna take that hood home, and I'm gonna take those tools, and I'm gonna watch some YouTube videos, and I'm gonna push dents out. The rest is history. It's just repetition. RealWorldPDR.com, some in-person training with David White. I'm sold. Min, I'm a PDR tech now. You know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So, who were you watching on YouTube to start? Was it Jim Mitchell in Real World or Dent Trainer in Toledo? Or
I watched a lot of Toledo. I mean, really, it was a lot of Jim Mitchell, because when you go to these PDR Facebook groups and you ask, how did you get trained, you're going to get half the responses say Real World PDR every time.
Oh, and I think it's getting to be more and more Real World PDR as it goes. And there's nothing against, you know, Dent Trainer is awesome too.
Yeah,
he's the innovator of it. But yes, you're seeing so many more real world posts on there when you have people asking that same question.
Yep. No, and you know, it was really nice for him to have that introductory course where you don't have to sign up for a subscription, because you know, at this point, I don't know if I want to do it. You know, I'm like, do I really want to spend my own money for training on cars? I've never done that before. You know, so $55 watching the 101, and then I can push out little dents and they're gone. Holy shit, I got to sign up for the rest of his course, you know. So it was.
Don Vidic has some really good ones on YouTube for free, too, to watch. He's good. And he's very detailed. He has some really good videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the beginner side of it and different aspects of it. Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, for clarification, I'm planned to do Dent Trainer. You know, I like to absorb the information. I can only do one thing at a time. I mean, I only got a little bit into Real World PDR. I got to get back into that. I did all of Gene Fetti's appearance, Auto Appearance Institute, which is a great course, by the way. Highly recommend.
Oh, yeah. Well, between Gene, Jim, and Mike, like all those guys do a excellent job at describing things in a great way, which also you do too, Stefan, which is interesting to me because you said that you were in education before, and I wonder if that is part of why your content is as good as it is, and you do a great job of describing what you're doing as well.
Thank you
in your videos. So who that knows
a lot. Thank you.
Who knows, Smashmasters training maybe a thing in the future as well. You never know.
Maybe.
Sorry, Jim, Mike, Gene. objects in your rearview mirror may be closer than they appear. but yeah. So it was what was it that got you to start posting on TikTok then?
Pooh. I just, you know, I was proud of my skills and I wanted to share. And that's all. That's really what it was. I wanted to share with family and friends that I spent time learning skills and I'm doing some amazing stuff behind the scenes. Let's bring it to the front of the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was, you know. That's really all it was. And then it took off on me. I didn't expect it. I really, that wasn't the plan. It just happened.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, a lot of the guys that do, you know, the PDR guys that do a lot of stuff, I mean, there's an ulterior motive. We're promoting our businesses. We're, you know, promoting, you know, Mike, Jim, and Gene are promoting their training. So there's all of that stuff. But you built it just because you wanted to. And then, and now you're like, oh, well, I got this, so maybe I can do something with this audience. I don't know what you're thinking, but I imagine that's what you're thinking. So.
Yeah, as it grew, it's shaping itself.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to post this comment. Andy says he's just being stupid.
Yeah, Andy, that's not stupid, man. You are clever. You are willing to be the ham. You know how many people tell me, oh, I'd love to do social media, but, you know, I don't like how I look on camera or I don't like the sound of my voice. We all think that about ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You have to get over that. And seriously, dude, you're killing it with that. Dude, and it comes across the camera.
Dude, that wood chipper video.
I suck at it. I just even suck at the literature of when I fix dents because I'm horrible at taking before pictures. And remember to take after pictures. I just do it and then send it out, and it's like, wow, shit.
Yeah, I did the same thing today. I did my befores, and I didn't do my afters, and I was like, ah, crap.
I do that all the time.
I'm horrible at doing, like, any content or anything like that.
Speaking of Andy being stupid, you know how many times I went around random stuff and just went, this week, just on that video?
Yeah, from the Bentley video. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So let's go reverse order for you, Nick, because we're talking social media now. But what got you to start posting your? Because you basically started TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, I basically started TikTok at first, and you know my kids had TikTok, and for the longest time I thought it was just a it's good. We had I thought it was just kids posting videos of music and dancing, you know. So I'm working in Memphis, and this guy's in the lunchroom, and he's like scrolling. I'm like, hey, what you looking at? You know, he's like, TikTok videos. I'm like, what? TikTok? You know, and I'm thinking in my mind, that's really all that's on there. What could possibly be on there? You know, I'm like, this weirdo's probably got some crazy stuff going on. But you know, I get
in Memphis,
app.
Yeah, baby.
You never know, right? So I don't know. I get the app and get to looking, you know, seeing maybe I can do some of this, you know. Let me see. Somebody like might want to see pictures or videos of me doing collision work or you know, whatever. So I got a few loaded up and kind of, you know, getting set up enough to do them. And kind of the same way with like what Stephen said, you know, it just kind of shapes itself. And, you know, I don't put my face on there a lot. I just kind of put like, you know, I'm still learning it myself as I go. So I'm trying to build the whole social side. So I just put it out there, you know, shots together and see what I come up with, you know, show my work and
Well, yeah, it's cool stuff. And you know, like it's same with you as Stefan. I mean, you guys both do really good work and really good videos around it. And yeah, I'm like I said before, it's cool for me to see because I've never done collision work, and it's cool for me to see the other side. So I always like those videos. I don't know.
Well, I heard one thing that a lot of people say, and that's, well, they just, you know, just change the part, just cut it off and weld it. And I'm like, eh, that's not entirely true. So let me get out here and see what we can put out here and see what we can make happen, you know?
Yeah. Or they just stuff it with mud. They just stuff it with mud and paint it.
That's just cave that dude up.
That's easy.
Wow. I mean, you've seen some of the videos where it's real bad, where the guys are putting, you know, just caking the mud on. Like,
I mean,
we've got people here that don't even pull it. There was a vehicle where a thick ass fucking phone book was glued and then mudded over to fill in the gap.
Ramen noodles.
Did you see?
Yeah.
Andy's been a real big supporter of my channel. So.
Yeah, mine too. He's been an awesome guy.
I was talking to Bryce Kelly. When you incorporate PDR to a collision, every fail point that you can take away is a better repair. If you don't have to grind the metal to bare metal, and use mud, it's a better repair. You risk no chance of shrinking, all that stuff. If you can get it to glaze, if you can get it to building primer, if you can get it to sanding it, out of the clear coat, the imperfection. Every time you're taking a step away, a fail point. You're not cutting off a panel. There's weld. You know, you're not ever going to get the coat. You know, like adhesion, corrosion protection behind all the innards all the time. You're always taking away a fail point. Even if it's not 100% paint with dent repair, you're taking away fail point and a better repair.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a good transition. How long have you been doing body work, Nick? And when did you start that? And then how did you find the PDR side of it and start heading that direction?
I started doing collision work at 2002, and I was doing building totaled vehicles. So back then, to me, you know, fixing PDR dents was not even a realm of possibility. You know, if you're doing frame swaps and, you know, back then we used to do a bunch of short clips on cars, you know, cut them in half and weld them back together, all that type of stuff. So that was not even a possibility.
I don't even think anybody clips a car nowadays anymore.
No. I mean, people were doing such a bad job at that, I mean, they pretty much said, no, we can't be doing that anymore. But, you know, when I did all that stuff, I used to try to make it go back exactly the way that it, you know, came apart. So I didn't ever try to skip steps and just, you know, we had a phase in collision repair where everybody was just trying to glue panels on because, you know, this new glue come out and you didn't have to weld it up and do all that stuff anymore. So people were, you know, using that stuff to try and it was just a disaster. But let's see, the first time I ever got a hold of some glue products, I think it was a cheap Amazon kit around 2015, 2016. And, you know, it was a little screw on where you glue the tab and then screw it on. Like, man, this is terrible. This is not going to work. Yeah. Yeah. So I think around 2018, we had a F450 utility truck come in that had the boom and all that stuff on it. And Kiko was just coming out. Well, they weren't just coming out, but they were getting their products out pretty good by then. You know, it was advertised. So I had seen it and I talked the guy I was working for into getting it. And I said, you know, I can make this quarter panel to where our cab corner section to where we don't have to cut it off. We don't have to take all this stuff off and we can save it. But I want you to buy this kit. And I think it was like $1,300 at the time. And I had no clue how to use it, just to be out there. I had zero clue how to use it, but I was going to figure it out. And right around that time, there was a dent guy that come through doing some hail work on a job that we had had in the shop. And he'd popped in. So I got to ask him some questions about this setup. And he gave me an A1 tool slide hammer, gave me kind of, you know, the rundown of it. And that's how I went from regular traditional collision repair into doing glue pulls and stuff like that. I got all that from there then on.
Yeah. And so, but you never had Gene or Danny Hacker or anybody from Kiko never got to come into your shop?
Nope. No training. It was all.
Who's the dent guy that gave you the slide hammer? Shout out to him. That's awesome.
I was trying to think of his name and I just cannot remember it. Around here, PDR guys are like mythical creatures, you know, they just show up and they're gone.
Superheroes.
In and out. Yeah. You know? Yeah, you're in Hail Chaser country.
Yeah. Well, so, you know. He was in. I asked him a couple questions. You know, he was cool about it. He gave me the rundown. You know, he's like, hey, here's the slide hammer, too. You know, try it out. And I still use it today. So
that's awesome, dude. That's so awesome.
My main slide hammer was the A1 slide hammer for the longest time. I still use it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I got a couple of them. I have problems, don't I? Don't ask me about buying tools. I'll just say, buy it.
I just bought a new slide hammer today, actually. I ordered the Dent Slayer AR9. I was not pushed. I had it on my list, and I've been waiting to order. And I've got three other cold glue slide hammers, so it's kind of like, I really don't need it, but I want it, you know?
For doing the light shit, like, blend panels, like those light dents, quarter panels, stuff like that. It is
a write-off.
Andy stole my move.
There it is. It's a write-off. But I mean, what I'll also say is, today, you buy anything Dent Slayer, he's putting all his proceeds to Ted Cunahan, the Black Magic tips today only. So I mean, that's Ted needs our help.
I just saw that. I just noticed that. I was actually listening to Ginger Bros while I was setting this up, and I didn't know about that. So
what happened? I've not heard.
I'm gonna do the exact same thing. So I'll call John at A1, and I'll match that. So
that's great of you.
That was a great idea by Boyette. I gotta give him a shout out.
Absolutely.
And to give him a shout out too. But I've actually talked to Ted a couple of times, and he is making progress. But
good.
It's gonna be a long road for him.
What happened? I have not even heard what happened.
He got in a car accident.
Oh shit!
Real bad. Mm-hmm. And
brain surgery.
Oh.
Yeah. So he actually called me, FaceTime me from his hotel room.
Yeah.
Or his hospital room, I should.
Yeah.
And his head was enormous, and it was a scary deal. And his brother came over and he's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "You need to be resting. What are you doing?"
He's calling me.
So that was pretty funny. But I actually met Ted at Anson Open House, and somebody asked about that earlier. I met Teddy at Anson Open House, and he's a great dude. He's super passionate, and his tips are fucking good.
Yeah, I love him. I love him.
I really have been in love with his R4 tips lately. They do a great job. So check out Black Magic PDR Tools and get some tips. And love and prayers to Teddy and
Slayer and support.
Yeah.
You know,
grab a Dent Slayer.
If you're looking to buy Dent Reaper tools, now's the time to do it.
Today.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now. The Dent Slayer tools today. Yep. Today. Buy them today.
Yeah. I bought the Slagos and the Rat Rod. So.
Oh, dude, those Rat Rods. I mean, yeah. They're both. The Slagos are amazing, too. But those Rat Rods they come in so freaking handy. And especially, you guys are going to have all the trim panels off in a lot of cases when you're doing your stuff. And some of those little holes, you can sneak those things in, and the kick is right and the push is good and clean with that rounded edge. It's a great tool.
They're on my list. I'll answer Gregory. I mean, both Nick and I will be at the Anson open house May 4th. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. We might even go live, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
For our podcast, and we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would talk to Christina and Vinny or who, someone will help you set up over there. Yeah. I've done a couple shows from live from Anson, so I'm sure they would be more than happy to let you do that. And Andy asked this earlier. He said, "Shrinking and Glaze, what kind of show is this?" So that's a great transition into why you guys are on here, because we wanted to pump the new show. You guys have you guys are gonna start a new podcast.
Yeah, all Smash about Masters. It. Yeah,
Smash Masters.
Let's Smash go, Masters.
Dude. That's fucking awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting a new thing, being these hybrid techs, working in the body shop, doing full PDR work, using PDR techniques in our body work. It's a whole new thing. So would love to talk about it. And yeah, I mean, you know, both Nick and I are not opposed to doing the big smash jobs, the train wrecks. So we've got that experience and down to the experience of taking out little door dings with tools, you know.
I'm excited for it because I can relate to it so much. I'm excited to see a podcast like that incorporates both the collision and PDR side of it. I think it's going to be badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. You know, there's a lot of collision guys out there that might want to learn, you know, like Cliff, like you did, you know, swapping trades or incorporating it or however you want to do it, you know.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to be all about. We're going
to
be,
you don't have to be one or the other. I mean, you can incorporate it and still be a collision tech if that's your love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? But incorporate it makes your job better. It makes everything cleaner. You got a better repair for your customers. At the end of the day, that's all what you care about is your customers. The better repair for the customers.
Yep.
I mean, it starts as simple as adding a light to your front office, to your estimating bay, you know, so that you get the full scope of damage instead of just looking at a dent straight on, you know, and taking a picture like that. And down to using full-on PDR in the shop. I mean, some guys, I have a coworker who has no interest in PDR, but has recently caught the bug of glue pulling. And he is 100% on the board with glue pulling, but he doesn't want to learn paintless dent repair. And that's fine. That's his route. He wants to do body work.
Yeah, there's going to be levels for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. And we're taking what he knows and we're making him just a more quality body tech.
Back to Anson Open House real quick. This Facebook user is Vince D'Alessandro, and he is a podcast OG. I don't know if you guys know that. What have you ever seen or listened to an episode of PDR Tool Time?
Cowboy Vinny.
Yeah, yeah. It's Cowboy Vinny.
Yeah.
But
he's my podcast guy.
Yeah, yeah. So if you got podcast questions, Vinny will help you out. And he'll be at the Anson Open House. It is May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys are all going to have fun with that. But sorry, I just had to give a shout out to Vinny. Anytime I can, I do. So, but yeah.
Back when I got into it, not to cut you off, John, are you still doing the Anson deal?
No, that's all fine and good. I just wanted to shout out Vinny, and Andy agrees. PDR Tool Time was awesome. They were trailblazers.
Yeah, Vinny had some good podcasts. He's got a good story out there. So
who was the first, PDR College or PDR Tool Time?
PDR College was first, I do believe.
Okay. But
Tool Time was
right
very
there. It
close
was right there.
Very mm-hmm. yeah. They were. Maybe within a month of each other. I would have to go back and but yeah, they were very close together, and they were both I mean, changed my life. Changed my fucking life 100%. And that's the reason I do a podcast today, because I feel like if somebody can gain a nugget of knowledge, and, you know, and podcasting just lends itself so well to what we do, because it's you versus the metal all day, and really you don't want people bothering you. So I always have my headphones in, and it's like, it's meta. Like, you're learning about what you're doing while you're doing what you're doing. And, you know, and it's motivating you, it's entertaining you, and it's everything all in one.
Oh, yeah. And anytime you're working on dance, you put your headphones on, like, worked with John. There wasn't a time that we worked together where we didn't have our headphones on. It's not like you sit and visit all day. You're zoned in to what you're doing.
Work. There's work to be done. You gotta concentrate. But there's still the ability to listen and take in information. And I mean, shit, there'll be times where I'm fixing a dent and they're talking about the exact kind of dent I'm fixing. And it's like, oh, we can do that. And it's awesome. So, and I'm telling you guys, like, you will hear from people. You will help a lot of people with your new podcast, and I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for everybody that's gonna tune in. So,
and here's a shout out to, like, there's no money in podcast. There's a lot of time. Everybody donates the time. You guys are getting into it now. To everybody that starts and does a podcast, from Shuddy to the Ginger Bros to Real World, Dents and Dreams, Dent Nerds, the Smash Masters now. Thank you guys so much for donating your time to educate and do that. I mean, shout out to everybody. I mean, that means a lot. That helps the industry. That helps everybody.
Same here. It's so helpful. So helpful. Yeah.
Definitely. It is. And I do the same thing that John was talking about. You know, just put your headphones on, and you know, I don't listen to music. I'm listening to somebody. So whether it's PDR College, or I've been going over a lot of your episodes, your old ones. You know, episode 1, 2, 3, 4. I've been hitting a few of those. You know.
You reached out to me, sent me a message. You were on episode 2, and you just sent me a message on Messenger last week, I think.
Because, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, you had done the Standliner deal, and that's a cool story. That if you didn't have podcasting, you know, and somebody didn't have you come on and say that wouldn't be out there. But that was a really good story, you know.
And I appreciate it. I said, you know, I appreciate that. You know,
you seeing
all that stuff and reaching out to me.
You guys just watch videos. Cliff flew halfway across the world to learn PDR.
Yeah, I know, right?
Stefan went an hour away to David White's. Cliff had to go halfway across the world. But, yeah, I mean, whatever path you take, I really think it's, you know, it's in your heart, in your own personal drive, that's going to take you to whatever level you take it to. So
100%, it's about determination. Yep. Nobody's going to have you learn something. You have to do it. Yep. You have to put in the work, put in the time. Yep.
And Andy makes a great point too.
An amazing trainer. Mike's an amazing trainer. Jim Mitchell's an amazing trainer. Don Cavanaugh, you name all of them that train. But when you leave them, if you don't have the dedication and you fail, it's not on the trainer. It's on you. You're not leaving training.
Right.
You're getting the knowledge. The repetition has to come in. Like Stefan said, repetition. He took a hood home. You have to have that repetition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Time on
metal. Every day is application day.
Yeah. And what Andy's saying is, as you do a pod, like, I learned so much just from my guests and talking about PDR. Like, I mean, it's
I really look forward to that.
Yeah, it's it's a double win, really. Cause, you're gonna learn as you go. So it's it's a double win. Like,
I mean, it, for sure, we're helping people out with a podcast. I think our motivations are more. inward facing, but I'm happy that people will benefit from it. But I mean, to be able to sit here and interview, you know, these legendary people. I mean, I'm sitting here with John Vidine, you know, like the Dent Reaper,
the Yellow Pages guy.
Yeah,
he did listen.
I did.
This is my recent podcast research guy. Nick is not nonstop with that stuff, and he's always bringing up stuff like that to me. That I heard on PDR College today. You know, it's like it's perfect.
I love it. I mean, you can't go on an episode and not take nothing away from it, whether it's talking about business side of it or the Hail Trail side of it, or, you know, each individual guy's got their own story, you know, that, like you brought up Don Kavanaugh, you know, him making his own tools way back when. I don't even talk about way back when, but just, you know, shaping them up, you know, and how you come up with Dent Reaper and how we have those tools. I mean, it's just all really great information that you take podcasting away, and we don't have any of that unless
without PDR College and PDR Tool Time. That, I mean, there might never be Dent Reaper, and definitely not Dents and Dreams. So
yeah,
we all build off of each other, I think, and it's only going to continue to evolve. And it's a beautiful thing. So, I mean, when I hear you guys are coming out with a podcast, the only thing I want to do is like help you get it out there more. Like, just
we appreciate it.
Pushing this ball forward. And, you know, the more people that know about it, the more people that, you know, if people want to learn, then they can.
I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see it.
We want in our industry, the kind of people that are going to take the time to listen to those are the people we want in the industry that are going to do their best work and continue to give back and help grow.
I'd like to point out that's actually been eye opening, you know, getting to know all of you in the PDR industry. I mean, you guys are too nice, too helpful. You know, it just we're not used to that, because an auto body, there's none of that. I mean, it's a dog eat dog world. Going to PDR and I've got this person trying to help, this person trying to help, this person sending me this.
This blew my mind. PDR is definitely the tech age with the tools, the innovation of tools. The help back when I wanted to get into it 17 years, the first time I'd seen PDR was in like 2001, and I wanted to do it so bad, but it was so like secretive. Yeah. I would walk over when I was in a body shop, and I walked over and would watch a guy doing hail. Like, they weren't mean. They weren't rude, but they would shut the light off, stop. Would quit working. They did not want me seeing nothing.
That's how I was trained. That was how exactly how I was trained. Turn your light off, put your tool down, and walk away.
Yep. No, I wasn't allowed to learn from any of the guys who came to our shop back in the day.
So. Shout out to Don Kavanaugh. I actually clipped the episode with Don today to promote today's episode, but Don Kavanaugh is the shaman that tapped me on the forehead and allowed me to see the light that, like, there's dank guys out here that are cool, that want to help each other and grow together. And that was a life-changing moment as well. So thanks, Don.
Body guys are nice.
Don's the reason I got into training.
Who said that? Oh, Daniel Krause. Yeah, he's another dude that's killing him with content out there.
Well,
he's
Daniel Krause is very nice.
Yeah, he is. I got to meet him at MTE too. He's making some of his own tools and doing some of that stuff. He's
an impressive
throwback
guy.
To the old school. Yeah, he's a cool dude. So,
he's an impressive guy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what the Smash Masters is going to be about. You know, we're going to take that that collision guy that maybe listens, you know, to whatever. We're going to hopefully gather them over here to learn these different techniques and have people along the way, you know, and show them, hey, you don't necessarily have to be a dent guy. You don't have to push dents, but all these different tools and stuff, you know, we need to add them to your cart so you can make life easier for yourself, even if it's just a little bit, you know. So
easier and healthier.
Yeah. Grinding and sanding and, you know, all that is really tough on you, especially, you know, the older you get, the more it'll bother you. So, you know, if you can take grinding that giant spot down, you know, all these cool glue tabs we have out now, just putting that on there, shrinking that way down, you know, you've got a better repair and it's easier on your body, essentially. So,
and some shops that don't want that, you know, don't want to have that. And hey, you guys got to quiet it down. The guys that don't necessarily want to go into PDR or don't have that, maybe there's PDR guys that work for body shops and that's what they do a lot of. And, you know, they'll incorporate it. They'll see it like, hey, we can go into a body shop. We can give you more and service you in a better way if they don't want to do it. They're going to learn a lot from you guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And you know, I remember when Kiko first started coming out with you know, their super tabs and some of the more
the
Smash Master type tools. You know, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle. Like some dent guys were not super happy about that. They're like, oh, what, we're gonna train body guys to become PDR guys. And, you know, the reality of it is, I think that, you know, like, it's going to be that only the top tier guys are going to take it that far. You know, the guys that are going to be good guys that we want in this industry. And if anybody out there is a dent guy that can do quality repairs, you're going to be busy. Like you should be. If you can do a quality repair, all you need to do is show people that you can do a quality repair and you're going to have plenty of work. It's not a threat to me. I don't feel like I'm 45. I got supposedly 20 years left until retirement.
Shit. Really, John?
I don't see in 20 years. I don't see in 20 years that many guys coming in to where, you know, it's gonna cut down my workload or my paycheck in any way, shape, or form. You know,
no, there's enough vehicles around out there. We can't fix them all, and you know, any little thing that you can do, the more people that are on board with it, the better.
Yeah, you know, like Stefan said, his coworker, you know, has no interest in pushing dents fully, but, you know, changing the way he gets out the bulk of the smash or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would be interested in how to do that. I mean, like Danny traveling all over the world doing the, you know, the glue pulling training and stuff, you know, he's not training everybody to be a dent guy. He's just training somebody to be have a different method of pulling the dents, regardless of how you want to try to finish them. And like you said, you know, some guys might stride to be at the top and say, you know what, I want to go ahead and try to finish this thing full out. But, you know, it's not going to be every job every time, especially when paint is missing, scratched, you know. It's just not going to – There's no reason to think that the PDR world would be saturated with a bunch of PDR guys, but I do feel like there is a lot of techniques that we can incorporate into collision work. So,
yeah, absolutely.
The big stopper is going to be all these guys doing body work. You know, they learned how to do their job and they learned how to do it fast and efficient, and they're all on flat rate, so they're making money. Now you're telling them, whoa, slow down, learn a new method and take a whole year of making less money to learn a new quality method. Most of them are going to be like,
I don't want to do it that way. We don't have time to do all that, you know. There's going to be a lot of that too. So
So you're not going to get every body guy going, I'm going to be a PDR tech, you know, because most of them just want to.
Even with the PDR industry, you got hail guys that strictly do hail. They don't even want to touch a door ding. They're not door dingers. They don't do door ding. Right. You got guys like Bryce Kelly, Sal Contreras that do big damage. That's all they do.
Right.
Speaking of big damage, we got John Scotto in the house.
Bryce Kelly Unpublished.
BK Unpublished.
The man.
Yeah. Follow RPM Dent Repair and tell him to publish some more dents. He does amazing work. So love you, Scotto.
He's so good with like insurance companies, the big damage and stuff like that. He is so knowledgeable in so many aspects. We gotta have
an episode dedicated to that. Hit me up, Scotto. We got to figure that out.
I'm really not interested in hail myself.
There's a lot of guys that aren't. I do a little bit of everything, and that's what I always wanted to be. And I call what I do like a hybrid tech on the PDR side of it. Just like you said, hybrid. I've always said, like, even when I do training, it's hybrid training. I don't train for one specific aspect. You know, try to get it to where it's at.
That's Cave Daniel Krause. Cave and pave, baby.
Cave and pave.
You know how many times a day I get that commented on my videos? It's constant.
Yeah, but I mean, and it's just, I don't know. I think and I hope, I mean, people are going to see it is better for the vehicle. It's a better repair to pull the majority of that out with Glupal. I mean, even if you can't PDR it to 100%, it's just better for the car all around. So,
well, and how many parts are out there that you order it in a body shop and it's 4 weeks back ordered, it's 5 weeks back ordered? You know, it's getting to be more and more of that. There's a lot of quarter panels, especially like the cutoff panel, like quarter panels. You know, you got your whole, it's a unit side, it's not even a quarter panel anymore. Well, if the quarter panel's damaged, the insurance company cuts you. They want you to section it. They're not going to pay you full time half the time. But it comes as a unit side. And, you know, a lot of times they're on back order.
Yep.
So if you can fix it and not have to pull the back window, do all that bullshit, and make a better repair, hell yeah.
And all those things you just mentioned, so now you're saving them rental car days, saving them the R&Is, you're saving them blends, all that adds up. And now you can write major hour repairs on a panel that, you know, maybe it only paid 20 hours to put on and another 20 worth because it cost 20 hours to buy the part, you know. Now you're getting 60 hours on a panel because, hey, I mean, it's either that or you got to wait 2 weeks for the new part to come in. So
when you're on commission, I would rather fix a panel because I'm going to get more hours to fix it. It's going to be easier for me. Even when I was doing it, grinding it, I could fix a panel faster than I could cut one off by the time you cut the glass out, do all that shit.
and you'll be done and on to the next one.
Yep.
Get more money.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. It's a beautiful thing. It's better for everyone until the insurance company catches on and they say, well, you know, you're not really putting that much time in. So you save them money, and then they figure out you're saving them money, but then you're making too much. I don't want to get into that.
Well, then they can take it to their DRP shop, and they can grind it down.
Close circuit to Flo and Jake. That's what I got for them. And that fucking gecko, too. They can
I can't wait to get into all this stuff on our podcast. I really can't. I mean, there's so much to talk about. There really is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely. Much. I mean, you guys definitely. Just opened up just within the last 30 seconds. I have three shows to talk about. So
Yeah, that's a never-ending topic. You know, it getting those a lot of comments, you know, I wouldn't fix that. I want a new panel, but people don't realize what goes into putting a new quarter panel on or, you know, even a new bedside. I mean, bedsides are pretty easy to put on. They're not that bad.
Yeah, but it's still welding. Still. You can't get corrosion protection behind all of it.
I mean, you got to do your best. And, you know, even cars from the factory, you know, from where you guys are, they're rusting like they are. So you're never going to win.
How many doors have you cut off with minimal miles on it and the bottom lip is already rusting and the car is damn near brand new and you're putting a door skin on it? And you see rust on the bottom ledge.
Yep, a ton of them.
Yeah, this is every Hail guy's favorite question.
How easy is it to replace the roof? Well, you can glue one on real fast.
Oh, jeez. No.
Lawsuit city.
Disclaimer.
You have to weld it, too, now. You can't stop it gluing.
I love roof jobs, Andy. That's one of my favorite things. You know, I don't love three in a row, but I love roof jobs. It's that's a fun job. How long does it take? A few days. Let's call it that. A few days worth of work.
Hey, I'm going to concur with you. I know the other side too, but I'm going to agree with Stefan on this one. I'm
you hear that? Jake, it takes way longer than you think.
I'm playing both sides. Because I can't.
Just ask Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I'm sure they cut his check in half because his commercial only took so long to shoot.
Oh, yeah, sure. No doubt.
Wow, that was weird. We lost. Cliff just shifted. Shifting cliffs. We're shifting Cliff.
Snap. That's a great question, though.
Yeah. Well, now I'm over there.
Now you're over here.
I'd say easy wise. He didn't ask how long. He asked how easy it was.
Depends on the roof.
I'd say they're pretty easy. I mean, there's no cut and section. You know, I mean, it's just glue and weld. But
you got your laser welded roofs now on like your chargers and shit.
I just did an Escalade where it was a laser welded roof. So on those, at least on the Escalade I did, it's glued now. The replacement is glued down the sides. And it's welded in the front and in the back.
I always weld the front and back.
It wasn't hard. I mean, you have to let it sit overnight to let the glue set up. Yeah, or a whole day or whatever. And use weights. The procedures say use bean bags as weights to hold the skin down to make the glue contact while it cures. And so I don't have bean bags. I have a rack full of coolant, so I stacked a bunch of coolant bottles on the roof. I'm like, that's what I had, and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Did you document that? Scott was saying he's working on his largest dollar claim in his 30-year career. It was the easiest claim to deal with. Documentation.
Yeah, that's all they really want, you know. Just if you can make a legit reason for it, then they don't push back, you know.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Well,
and Scott will be king of that.
Andy's saying his body shops hate to replace roofs. Is it the office or the tech? because the office probably doesn't like it because there's not a lot of profit margin. No. I personally, the tech, you know, for me, I don't mind taking apart interiors. I'll gut a whole car down to the carpet. Carpet's out. You know, I'll leave the dash in, but that's it. And I like it. Don't give me three in a row, but I like a nice big job like that. So
yeah. All right, guys, we're over an hour. I don't know how the hell that happened so fast, wow. But I did promise the wife that I would be done at a reasonable time tonight. So, you know, it's Friday night. She wants to hang out. So,
oh yeah, painters definitely don't like it, Andy. No,
but
no,
I think the last whatever this has been, 15, 20 minutes, is a good little preview of maybe some of the stuff we're gonna hear and learn about on Smash Masters. Yeah. I put the link in the description.
What time are you guys going to go on Monday?
8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, Eastern.
8 Eastern. So 8, 7 Central.
Yep. Same as tonight.
8
okay.
Eastern, 7 Central.
I will be tuning in.
Must see.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on there.
No, honestly, I really appreciate you guys having us on. I mean, you know we're trying to promote it. We've even got a giveaway going on our Facebook page, Smash Masters videos. You can get like a whole slew of our merchandise. You know, some
we got
lucky
merch?
Winner.
Yeah, we got those.
Do you have a Smash? I need a Smash Masters hat on the hat wall.
We've got hats, shirts, stickers, and tumblers.
I'm buying that immediately. Immediately. I'm not going to do it online and give my credit card away again, but I am going to. I'm going to buy that immediately.
Nothing's for sale yet. Hey, John, we will have a merch store eventually.
I can get mine too.
I think we're just going to just send you guys some. So we'll take care of it one way or another.
Very good, very good. And where will the show be? Have you got a website or a Facebook page?
Facebook at Smash Masters Videos, Instagram same name, and YouTube same name, Smash Masters Videos. Perfect.
Yep, so be sure and, you know,
and that'll be Monday nights, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. That'll be live, yes? Yeah? So people can comment and question.
Live, Not every Monday, but we're gonna do Mondays, and we're going to try and stick to Mondays at that time. Maybe every other, you know, we're going to work with our schedules. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I made promises when I started Dents and Dreams, and you find out real quick it is hard to keep that. Like, I think Ginger Bros and Dent Digest do the best job of being really consistent.
They are. I was going to shout out to them guys. You know, to be consistent as they are Wednesdays and Thursdays, and it's always.
You can count on them. You can count on them being on. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Chuddy and the Ginger Bros, they do awesome with that. And just a shout out to anybody that does that shit. That's you're taking time away from your family. You're taking time away from everything.
Yeah.
To give content, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait. We're excited. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait either. I know there's going to be a ton of people that are going to be excited, and I hope you kill it and reach as many as possible, because like I say, you guys do great content everywhere else. I expect nothing less than awesome from the podcast, and I think it'll be good for everybody. So
thank you.
Tune in, guys.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Is there anything we missed before we sign off here? Any parting wisdom we need to bestow?
What do you think, Nick?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Just make sure and go by on Facebook and YouTube and follow the page, man. Turn them notifications on so we can get you guys in here. And if you got stuff that you really want to, you know, have a question about or want to talk about, talking points, you know, let us know.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
It would help.
Because,
Fans,
you know.
Yeah, because this is really what we're doing it for, you know, to help better the communities, especially now with all the tools and all the stuff that's coming out, you know. So we want to help anybody we can with this.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Love it.
Love the Amazon Popsident fucking just probably sold 100 fucking sales in the time we did this.
Yeah, they got plungers and at Walmart, and we can get some dry ice, you know, on the side. It'll be good.
Boiling water.
Yeah. I was boiling water.
I got one of those comments on my videos today.
I'm not gonna say the other one that you see every once in a while pulling out a big dick. Anyway,
yeah, I thought about it. I wasn't gonna say it.
We all know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. So follow them on YouTube or subscribe on YouTube. Follow the Facebook page. Get on it, guys! Smash Masters.
Go online, buy the merchandise.
Appreciate it.
It's gonna be awesome. So yeah. Check that stuff out, and then go meet him in person. Go to Anson May 4th.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, we'll be
Anson
down there.
Anson Open House is a blast. I am so sad I'm not going to be able to.
That's one of the best events that I have ever went to is the Anson crew setting it up down there. You're literally
wow.
It's like a home.
Yeah.
Craig and all them, Christina.
It's a family reunion Vinny? Without your weird uncle.
Yeah.
All right.
Or your judgy aunt.
All right.
So, yeah, check it out. Those guys are going to be there. You can meet them in person. You can follow them on the Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Check it all out. Smash Masters.
Yep.
I don't know.
You got it.
The best thing since sliced bread. So
Betty
you got
White, man. The best thing since Betty White.
Game changer.
Oh, it's gonna be a game changer.
More of that.
Check it out. Well, follow them. Head to Anson. Until then, live your dreams.
Just wanted to thank you for listening to another episode of Dancing Dreams. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or complaints, I can be reached at Dent Reaper across social media. And be sure to subscribe to the Dents and Dreams Facebook group and or YouTube channel, because that's where it'll happen if and when we go live. Thanks again.